Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples back here in studio with our next segment here. We're going to talk for the next 20 or so minutes with the Beach Museum of Art, Mariana Kistler Beach Museum of Art. They have the Art of Democracy Symposium going on. And we're going to be talking with curator Eileen Wong. Good to have you on here.
Thank you, Brandon.
And we also have David Proctor, director of the Center for Engagement and Community Development. Thanks for being here.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. Now, this is a kind of an interesting interesting symposium going on here. And we were talking about it in our news here a little bit this morning, but you've got a pretty well-known filmmaker coming out here next week.
That's right. So we are having Kevin Wilmot come to talk, and he is one of the keynote speakers at the Art of Democracy Symposium. And the symposium is being organized by the Center for Engagement and Community Development, and it's going to be at the K-State Student Union. And Kevin Wilmot is coming to talk about his film, Black Klansman. And as maybe you might have heard, they won the Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay. He co-wrote it with Spike Lee and two other writers.
Yeah, it was a good film. I actually got a chance to see it, too. It was a wonderful film. And I'm curious, what's the purpose here of the symposium and why he was a good fit?
Sure. So each year, the Center for Engagement and Community Development hosts an engagement symposium where we highlight work that's happening on campus around campus community partnerships and dealing with significant issues facing K-State, Kansas, and really communities across the United States. And so this year, we're focusing on the art of democracy. And what we wanted to do is, I mean, we noticed that there are incredible challenges to democracy, it seems, these days. We see the sort of rise around the world in authoritarianism. We see really some challenges to our own democracy in this country. And so we thought it would be productive and important to talk about, you know, just what do we mean by democracy and what are some of the ways that we promote democracy and show democracy. And so we're going to have a variety of presentations. They're going to come from scholars. They're going to come from artists. And we're going to talk about just some elements of democracy and really how we sort of show democracy and how we promote democracy and really the issue of racism that Kevin Wilmot will talk about is an important piece of our understanding how to better promote our democracy in the United States.
Yeah, and that's something that's just been, it seems like, magnified here, the rhetoric here around racism in our politics, our government, and it's just one thing that we seem to hear about all the time in the media.
Absolutely. So we have the Kevin Wilmot keynote address that we're tremendously excited about. We also have a forum in the afternoon, what's called a National Issues Forum, where we will talk about the issue of immigration. This is a forum where we will explore different ideas related to immigration. It's going to be facilitated by a unit on campus called the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. We're very excited about that. We're also kicking off the morning with another keynote address from Professor Lynette Overby. She is from the University of Delaware, and she is a professor of dance and theater, and her organization, her unit at Delaware, they work to address social and political issues in Delaware through the performance of theater and dance.
All right. Now, this is all happening next Thursday, March 21st. Is that when it all kind of gets together, or is this something that's going on over a couple of weeks?
No, this is all happening on Thursday, March 21st.
Okay.
Want to make sure that we let everybody know that this is free and open to the public. There is no charge. Folks can come and go. We do ask that they would register for the event. They can go to our particular homepage, which is www.ksu.edu/CECD, and you'll see the Art of Democracy story front and center on our webpage, and you can click. It talks about an agenda there. It talks about registration. We just want folks to register so that we make sure that we have enough room in these spaces for people to get in to see Kevin Wilmot or to participate in the forum or to see Professor Overby. Again, no charge, but we ask for registration just so that we know numbers.
All right. And Eileen, you're the curator here. What else can you tell us about the symposium that's going on next Thursday?
So one thing that I want to point out for everyone is that the symposium is screening Black Klansmen right before Kevin Wilmot's talk. So if anyone wants to see it or missed it when it was in the theater, then they can come to the symposium and see it. And it's at 3 p.m. at the K-State Student Union. And Kevin's talk follows right after that, and it's at 5:30, also at the K-State Student Union.
And like I said, it's a great film. I don't know if Dave's seen it or not. Dave hasn't seen it yet, but we talk about it a lot during the Oscar season here. But it's based on a true story, which is even more fascinating.
Yes, it is, and also chilling. I got goosebumps when I was watching the movie. But I should say that the movie is based on a true story, but the writers have taken artistic license and changed some of the stories to increase drama and make certain points that, you know, the director wanted to make. So, but it's based on the story of Ron Stallworth, who was the first African-American detective to be hired by the Colorado Springs Police Department. And he came up with a plan to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan at that time. So we're talking about 1978-79, mm-hmm. and expose them. And in fact, that that operation thwarted plans for bombings, in fact, and cross-burnings at that time. So they really made a big contribution to thwarting terrorism.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, it's a great film. You definitely, if you haven't seen it, get a chance next week and come see the screening here. And that'll be at 3 o'clock?
So the screening is at 3, okay. And then Kevin's talk is at 5:30, and the movie runs close to 2 hours, about hour and 50 minutes.
What do you expect some more elements of his speech on Thursday to include?
Well, I know that he is planning to use the movie as a springboard to talk about how we need to remember what happened in history so that we don't repeat the horrible things that happened in the past. And so in the movie and also in his talk, he's going to draw the parallels between the rise of hatred and racism and how that leads to violence. And in fact, drawing parallels to events that happened closer to our time, for example, like the protests in Charlottesville, Virginia, and killing of one person, you know, being run over by a car. And so Kevin really wants to emphasize that, you know, what happened in Colorado Springs in the past and you know, actually nationwide, I mean, the Ku Klux Klan at that time was a very strong organization. That is not over, and we have to be vigilant, those of us who are, you know, against hate.
Absolutely. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll have more with Eileen Wong and David Proctor here. We're talking about the Art of Democracy Symposium at K-State next Thursday. We'll return here on In Focus after this on KMAN.